Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having John Temney back on the show. John has become a member of our Brain Trust over the last year or so, editor of Real Clear Markets, director of Center for Economic Freedom at Freedom Works, the author of a bunch of books, including Who Needs the Fed, and a new one we're going to talk about in just a little bit. He's here to talk to us, to join me on our Fed Watch interview. John Temney, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back. I appreciate it. It's
good to have you back. So the Fed wraps up another two-day meeting today. And, of course, so I heard somebody the other day say the Fed has used all the things that they had in their arrows they had in their quiver, and then they've made up a few new ones recently. And they have been – the Fed has been totally locked in on this economic – situation associated with a pandemic. They have been, I don't think we've ever seen as much fiscal from Congress and monetary from the Fed teamwork as we have had in the last year. What do you think?
Yeah, that's the presumption. You know, my view is the Fed's got no arrows in its quiver. When people borrow money, they're borrowing resources. They're borrowing access to trucks, tracks, tractors, computers, desks, chairs, most importantly of all, labor. Yep. The Fed can produce none of those. And so this idea that the Fed can stimulate the economy defies basic common sense. If the Fed could, Baltimore would be a prosperous city today. So right. Would East St. Louis in Illinois, except for they're not. And the point there is that wealth goes where it's treated well. The right. Fed can't change that. So let's reduce it to the absurd. Let's say the Fed announces today we're going to raise the interest rate to 10%. Would it matter? No. Because we're in a world of global credit. Whatever the Fed would allegedly take away, which it really couldn't from the productive private economy, savers would make up for. They'd say, oh, wait a second, there are shortages. Businesses out in Silicon Valley need finance. Businesses in Peoria, Illinois need finance. They would make up for that. That's why investment bankers are paid so well. They find finance for businesses all the time. Mm-hmm. And so to me, the focus on the Fed just kind of misses the point. It can't do what it says. Well,
the only reason I brought it up, I don't disagree with your analysis at all. The only reason I brought it up, though, is there's no question that during the pandemic efforts – by the government, since a little more than a year ago, the Fed did get involved the Fed and the Treasury Department got involved, and they were part of the whole process, right? I mean, they contributed whether you like what they did or not, whether you believe in the system or not, they were very active in the last year.
Oh, sure, they're always active. They exist to be doing things. But it's utterly meaningless. So the Fed lowered rates to, quote, 0%.
Yeah.
But what did credit card issuers do? They severely, in fact, they contracted credit cards outstanding, limited the amount mm-hmm. that people could borrow on credit cards. They mm-hmm. raised the rates on them. For a time, Wells Fargo limited the amount of home equity loans that people could do. Banks pulled back. So the banks, the Fed projects its well overstated influence on the economy through that, you know, the Fed's at zero. But did banks go to zero? No. To the extent that they went to low rent rates, that was just a sign that money was tight. I know that's paradoxical. But they went to low rates because they weren't taking any risk at all. Mm-hmm. Banks lend to individuals and businesses that, in a sense, don't need the money. they make loans that are going to be paid back, which means they're not taking any risks. So this idea that the Fed stimulated a dynamic aspect of the economy, oh, please, it can do no such thing.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with most of what you just said. The thing, though, that the reality is we have the Fed, and they are part of the monetary system that we have, but as you say, the more they try to do what they're doing, it seems to me to the average person that maybe they've almost rendered themselves, you know, moot. There's why do we even need the Fed? Of course, that's why you wrote one of your books about that very topic. We're going to come back and talk about another book that John has that we want him to tell us about that I think you'll find very interesting. 20 Tell of Jim Blasingame. John Tamney is our guest. He's the editor of Real Clear Markets. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.